Welcome to one of the most famous national parks, the Grand Canyon, where yes, you can hike.
Or you can take a bike, or a train, or a mule.
Plus, there is epic camping and even lodges right on the rim.
We're Howard and Caitlin Newstate. This year, we're traveling to 51 parks in 52 weeks. We're visiting all the U.S. national parks in the lower 48 in a special Winnebago Vista limited edition. Each week, we're sharing where to stay, what to do, and introducing you to the people doing incredible work across our national parks. Grand Canyon in northern Arizona is one of the most famous and most visited attractions in the U.S. The park covers more than 1.2 million acres and sees, on average, about 5 million visitors a year, with most of those here at the South Rim. At its deepest point, Grand Canyon has a height differential of over 6,000 feet from the Colorado River to the top of the rim. That's over twice as high as any man-made structure on Earth. This is a park that really does have something for everyone. Whether you're looking to camp or stay in one of the many lodges or hotels right at the rim, or if you want to embark on a strenuous hike or do some more leisurely sightseeing, Grand Canyon's got it all.
Right, we made it to Mather Campground inside Grand Canyon National Park, and Howard is checking us in right now, and I was just telling him how wild it feels that we're finally here at Grand Canyon because I made these camping reservations so long ago. And that's what you have to do to try to score camping inside of these really popular national parks. You have to plan really far in advance or try to snag a cancellation. But we're really excited because while we have visited Grand Canyon before, we've never camped inside the national park. So it'll be really fun to set up home base inside the park and then be able to go out and explore.
Got a trusty map. Look at the size of the spot.
And we got great sun here for solar.
Yeah. You guys can do yoga here. This is a very, very large campsite.
This is awesome.
Wow.
Very cool. All right, let's get all set up.
Okay, so this is our first national park that has generator hours. And looking at this form, it says the generator hours are 7 to 9 in the morning and 6 to 8. So basically breakfast and dinner, you can turn on the generator. Because of the system that we have here in the Vista NPF, we're able to actually program these hours. So that way it will automatically start and charge our batteries up starting at 6 o'clock, and it will automatically turn off at 8.
Woo.
Whoa. In our situation, I'm gonna say run it for 2 hours. And then I'm saying, so we are here Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So it's going to run those 3 days, and I'm gonna enable this. We just have to remember to turn this off because otherwise every Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday it's gonna turn on. But that's awesome.
Very cool. Oh my, Scout, what is that? It's an elk in our campsite. Came outside, so I don't have the big camera. But oh my goodness, there's an elk right there. Wow. All right, well, it is a beautiful day for our first full day here in the Grand Canyon, and we have two stops this morning. First, we're gonna go pick up our friends, fellow RVers, Bill and Lori, who drove out to the Grand Canyon to have some fun with us. And then we're going to the visitor center, which is what we always recommend you do first thing when you get to a national park so you can get the lay of the land, and we're gonna get our passport stamp.
One of the most important considerations when coming to Grand Canyon is the weather. You need to consider the fact that because of the dramatic elevation change, the weather can change also dramatically. For example, down at the bottom of the canyon today, the high is estimated at 88 degrees, while here at the top of the canyon on the south rim, it's 67 degrees. This might be our biggest haul ever. We got a bag. We got a mouse pad, keychain. We got two magnets, one, two, and the Bark Ranger tag.
It's a great haul.
Not bad.
Do you see it?
The elk. There's literally an elk in our campsite.
He's hanging out. Oh.
Gotta keep your distance.
Yeah. Hi, guy. Or girl.
And what is it?
Another one. We were so busy looking at this one, I turned. And they are just camouflaged amongst the trees and the shadows. We're getting ready to go on a grand adventure to go see the Grand Canyon and maybe finally show it to you since you are watching a video about the Grand Canyon. We had had electric 2.0 bikes for quite a while and loved them, and they reached out to us and asked if we wanted to try the brand new 3.0s. And we have our friends Bill and Lori here, and you might be wondering, okay, we have two e-bikes but four people. How is this going to work? And that's because on the new 3.0s, you could actually have a passenger. So we installed our little passenger seats here. You've got handlebars and your little foot pegs, and we're gonna head out and see how this goes. You guys excited?
So excited.
All right, safety first. Do you know which way you're going?
No.
First, let's look at the map.
Well, we're gonna use the handy dandy NPS app because once again, you can download offline the entire park map, all trails, everything. So let's take a look and figure out where we're going.
You guys are just gonna follow us and hope we know where we're going?
Yeah. That's good. We'll get lost with you guys.
Come on. Let's go.
I'm nervous. Okay. All right. Come on.
You're on?
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Oh!
So far, so good. Yeah. We are going to take this out of the campground and go to the start of the Greenway Trail, which will take us over to the Grand Canyon Village. Every time I come and see it, it is so amazing. And when we came here in 2020, if you watched that video, you might recall that I was never super excited or jazzed to come see the Grand Canyon. I had these like preconceived notions that it was overrated and everybody talked about it. And I definitely was humbled very much when we came and we did our hike down in 2020. It's just absolutely incredible. It really is. So if you are like me initially thinking, oh, it's just a big hole in the ground, it is not. It's truly magnificent. Hiking down into the canyon gives you an entirely different perspective. And I was wrong. I can admit that. This is so incredibly epic, and seeing the sunrise and everything, it just, I wish everybody got the chance to do this.
Descending into the canyon is a great way to get a different perspective of this amazing national park. We hiked 12.2 miles round trip on the Bright Angel Trail out to Plateau Point. We started around 4:30 in the morning and we're back to the top of the rim around noon. This is a very strenuous hike and you can go even further if you have the time and energy. But since we were visiting in July, we knew we needed to be out of the canyon before it got too hot. It's definitely one of those bucket list hikes and people often train for months to be able to hike rim to rim. But if you don't have the time or stamina to do a full hike down into the canyon, don't worry. There's plenty of other ways to enjoy all this beauty. Grand Canyon has several bike trails and you can even rent both regular and e-bikes over near the visitor center. Then hop on for some epic sightseeing.
Okay, we're about to take a 7-mile one-way bike ride on Hermit's Road, which goes to Hermit's Rest. Now this is typically only open to the shuttle buses, but if you have a bike, you can also bike it.
Like makes the trip so much more enjoyable. I mean, we're able to get around, see things while we're driving on the bikes. Like I know you're driving, I'm in the back, but I'm looking out to the sides. I'm seeing these views and it was just incredible.
And the park's a lot more accessible that way too.
And you really get to feel this, the whole park, the whole sense of being here and not being in a bus or in a car. You know, I love it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Wow. This has been such a fun trail ride because you can stop at all of these different overlooks and get different views of the canyon. And we're here at Mojave Point right now and I actually could see the river.
Powell Point is named after John Wesley Powell, who led the expedition in 1869 and 1872 as the first person via rowboat to traverse down the Colorado River past this point. What is it?
One of them sneaky squirrels, remember?
Oh yeah.
They're very sneaky here. When we were out on Plateau Point, there was one that I closed my eyes for like 5 minutes.
About 20 minutes.
5 minutes. And this chubby squirrel was trying to get into my bag and get my snacks. He was so sneaky. And then he just sat there and watched us. We're here at Hermit's Rest, which is the end of the road as far as you can take the bus or a bike. And there is a trail that continues on, but it's absolutely beautiful. I feel like we're just continuing to see the canyon evolve and it's like bright red right now.
Do the bike ride out to Hermit's Rest. It is breathtaking, the views. You can stop along the way.
And then get snacks.
Oh yeah, there's even snacks at the end. I had a strawberry fruit bar. You know, had little coffees and all that stuff. I mean, it's not like fine dining or anything, but it's a good snack.
Yeah.
You know? to get you re-energized again to head back.
It was a good reward for me for not doing anything.
No, Caitlin did so great. You know, she didn't fall off once. I was so impressed.
Good job.
Good job, baby.
So now that we've covered how to hike and bike at the Grand Canyon, what if you want to leave the driving to someone else? Enter the train.
Since 1901, Grand Canyon Railway has transported millions of people safely, comfortably, with entertainment to Grand Canyon South Rim from Williams, Arizona. The train ride, it's a full day experience. It's about 60 miles from Williams to the South Rim, and about 2 hours and 15 minutes one way up. You get 3.5 hours up here at the South Rim and another 2 hours, 15 back. On board, there's the full gamut of experiences.
Right now, we're in the beautiful Max Bigart car. A little bit of history about this car. When Max and Thelma had the company, they actually lived here in this car. This is a luxury car. So when we leave the canyon here, we'll do a champagne toast. And so each of our guests gets champagne and we have snacks back there. And so just the feel of this car, it's, you know, screaming luxury.
It really is.
And we really want our service to be top notch and luxury. Train travel, it's so different than airline travel or getting in an automobile. It's just nostalgic and classic, and not a lot of people get to do that. And so it's just a different experience, and it's a fun way to come up to the canyon.
And whether you arrive by train or by car, there are plenty of places to stay if you're looking for something beyond camping. Leading the pack is the El Tovar Hotel, the crown jewel of national park hotels.
El Tovar Hotel was designed and built in 1905 by architect Charles Whittlesey, who was prominent in his time. This hotel is modeled after a French chalet, so it brings a little bit of that European elegance to the Wild West we have here at the South Rim. And when you walk in, it is a grand lodge feel.
Are there any famous guests who have stayed here before?
Paul McCartney famously stayed at the El Tovar one evening, and there's a grand piano upstairs on the second floor, and apparently he went there by himself and started playing. One of our bell staff had to unfortunately go over and tell him to stop because someone down the hallway said, "That guy down the hall is playing too loud."
It was Paul McCartney. That is too funny.
Grand Canyon National Park lodges also offer several other accommodation types, like lodges and cabins. Now let's talk about one of my favorite topics, food. There are a handful of restaurants within Grand Canyon Village, including the dining room at the El Tovar. We had lunch with a view while trying their signature French onion soup, a delicious wedge salad, of course one of my go-tos, a burger, and Howard had a traditional Navajo taco with fresh handmade fry bread. It was all incredible, and we would highly recommend having at least one meal at the El Tovar while you're here. And if you want to take a piece of the Grand Canyon home with you, there are several unique shops along the South Rim. One of the can't-miss spots is the Hopi House.
This building was built in 1905, just like the El Tovar Hotel. And this is a classic piece of Mary Coulter architecture. It's one where it's designed to emulate the Native American Pueblo-style architecture. And as you can see, it does a very good job of doing it. This is one of Zanterra's premier retail locations here at the South Rim. Hopi House is very special because there's partnership with local artisans on the Navajo Reservation and reservations in the area, where we bring in artists that create work that is special to their heritage and special to that of the South Rim.
And so it could be rotating. Like if you come one time, something might be very different the next time.
Correct.
You come.
Any given time, there's different artists that are featuring their work.
And of course, we can't forget the famous mules of the Grand Canyon, the original mode of transportation. For over 100 years, the Phantom Ranch mule rides have been taking people down into the canyon, where you get to spend the night at Phantom Ranch before heading back to the rim. It's another bucket list item, and they estimate over 1 million people have made the journey down into the Grand Canyon via mule.
You're dropping down 4,700 feet down into the canyon. In the wintertime, it can be very cold here. And in the summertime, it can be 120 degrees down at Phantom. So it's a very tough ride. Normally, if you're, you know, in good shape, you're tired by the time you get down there, but it's a trip of a lifetime. Going down to Phantom, it's about a 4.5 hour ride down. Our mule riders, they all have cabins. So once they get down there, it's not like they're camping, sleeping on the ground, or cooking up hot dogs over the fire. They eat dinner and breakfast in our cantina. Well, you're not roughing it. You're eating steak and drinking adult beverages. If you care to. In the summertime, they have air conditioning down there too. You know, I've had people tell me that's the greatest thing they've ever done in their life. And then I've had people tell me that's the scariest thing they've done in their life.
So, right, because you're riding and it's narrow, right?
Yeah, well, the trail is pretty wide, but our mules tend to walk on the outside of the edge. That way you get your money's worth of the great view down there.
You know, for people who might be wondering, why mules versus horses? There's a difference.
I've always said a mule is like a four-wheel drive pickup truck and a horse is like a Cadillac, okay? They're just a little bit tougher. They can withstand the heat a little bit better than a horse. Going downhill, the mule has more of a donkey shoulder than a horse does, so their front end will last typically longer than a horse would.
So what goes into training and preparing a mule to take riders down into the canyon? Talented wranglers work with them for months.
This is Phantom. She got here last July. She is 6 years old. When we got her in, she had never seen the canyon. Very, very green broke, just the very basics of training. She wouldn't even like cross the streets, the curbs, everything. She was afraid of her own shadow. She wouldn't go like into the canyon. She wanted to climb up the walls. And now she's leading rides in and out of Phantom Ranch. So she's learned a lot very quickly, very smart, very personal. You know, I trust her with my life.
How do you get them from that point of being scared of everything to feeling confident?
So what we do, we first ride them up here through the trees, see what they know. And then we will take an experienced mule that's been the Phantom Ranch and we will follow that mule into the canyon. And we'll just go down like 1 mile. If they make that trip successfully, then we come back out, call it a day. The next day we'll go further and then back out. Build up their stamina and their courage. And eventually we take them to Phantom Ranch and they will ride in the back. So say you have a string of 10 mules, they all cross the bridge, they all go through the tunnel. Well, she doesn't want to be left behind, so she's going to follow them. Hopefully that's the game plan. And she's just been great to work with.
Now, not all mules make a dude mule, a customer mule. So those mules become the pack mules, which are the mules who carry the supplies down to Phantom Ranch. So each day we have 10 pack mules full of groceries and beer and everything that Phantom Ranch needs,
the important things.
Those are like the bad boy mules, the mules that couldn't cut being
right, they're not the people mules.
Right. So this is the corral at the main barn in the village area. These are the top of our mules. These are the mules who take the riders down to Phantom Ranch.
And if you're looking for a less intense ride but still want to experience the Grand Canyon by mule, they offer the Canyon Vista Ride, which is 2 hours and will take you along the rim of the canyon.
Those mules are our retired Phantom Ranch mules. So when they get to the point where they can't do the Phantom Ride no more, the mules, we'll bring them up here. They'll do the 2 hour ride for a few more years and then we try to find a good home for them.
And what's your favorite part about coming to work here every day?
Is watching the people return from the Phantom Ride. I mean, that's something. This ride hasn't changed much in over 100 years. So you're basically stepping back into time when you're doing this ride. You know, a lot of these people have never ridden an animal, horse or mule before. And you know, we take people down there who could not otherwise make it down. You know, for one reason or another, they can't hike it. So to be able to take those folks down is pretty special.
Next week, we're off to one of the most dog-friendly national parks, Petrified Forest. Scout gets to put her newly acquired Bark Ranger skills to the test as we take you along to our final Arizona National Park and learn all about this magical place full of ancient petrified trees. Thanks so much for watching, and we'll see you next week.